And Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Glum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Glum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, tonight is the night that Lum and Abner are planning to secretly change the course of Briar Creek, and by the faltering property boundaries, they intend to regain for Grandpappy Spears the spring he lost to Mr. Webster. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store library. Cedric Weehunt is just entering.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. Did you bring the hatchet?
Yes, Mama. Got it right here.
Well, yeah, I see it now.
Well,
what's taking you so long?
Oh, I got sort of delayed.
What delayed you?
Well, I went over by the blacksmith shop to sort of help Papa, but there wasn't nothing to do, so that helped me up.
Helped you up?
Yes, Mama.
Well, how can not having nothing to do hold you up, Cedric?
Well, when you ain't got nothing to do, you can't tell when you're done, looks like.
Oh, well, I never had looked at it just that way before.
Oh, tell you, it gets to be a problem.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, let's see the hatch, you said. Is it good and sharp?
Yes, Mama, I think so. What'd you want to borrow it for, Mr. Abner?
Oh, something. Yeah, it looks like you must have had it sharpened not long ago.
Yes, Mama, just when I had it sharpened not long ago. Are you going on a camping trip?
No, Cedric.
Well, what do you want the hatch for then?
Oh, for different reasons.
Well, I ought to know. What are they?
Well, they want to chop down a couple little old trees is all.
Oh, we're about to over at your place.
No, out by Briar Creek. I reckon I ought not to told you that, though.
Briar Creek, huh? Out by Mr. Grandpa's place?
Cedric, you ask too many questions for a boy your size.
Well, what are you going to do out there?
Cedric, young'uns, they're supposed to be saw and not heard, and not saw much, neither.
I bound you, I know. I bound you, you're going fishing.
Fishing?
Yes, Mom. And you're going to use the hatchet to cut up firewood and cook the fish right out there. That's it, ain't it? I guessed it, didn't I?
Well, I don't hardly know.
Oh, I know that's it. I can just tell.
Yeah, all right. You know so much. Well, that's it, then.
Good, and I'm glad to hear that.
Well, that's nice.
Because I'm going with you.
Huh?
See, I got the night off over at the war plant, and I was just sort of hoping for a chance to go fishing anyway. When are we leaving?
Well, now, just a minute now, Cedric.
Well, I believe if we could get out there about sundown, we'd have a pretty good chance to catch some fish.
Yeah.
Whitey Everett was out there about a week ago, and he said they never even got a bite all afternoon. But then along about sundown, whammo.
Yeah, well, now, just a minute, Cedric, before you...
Whitey said they had to keep whopping the fish with the oars to keep them from jumping in the boat. Do you believe that, Mr. Abner?
No, of course not.
Well, I never did either. Whitey claimed it was true, though. Well, reckon I better get on home and start digging some bait.
Well, hold on now, Cedric, before you go start making plans here.
Why, have you already dug the bait?
Well, no, but you can't go with us tonight, Cedric.
Oh, yes, I can. Mama won't care, and I'm off work for the night.
I know she won't care, but, well, I don't know just how to explain this to you, but anyway, this is just something that me and Lum can go on, Cedric.
Well, I'll do all the wood chopping and build a fire, and I'll even clean all the fish.
Yeah, well, that's nice of you, Cedric, but this is a special thing that me and Lum is planning. Well, I can't tell you what it is, but...
Oh, it's a secret?
Yeah, it's a secret.
Oh, I love secrets. What is it?
Well, I can't tell you, Cedric. If I told you, well, then it wouldn't be a secret no more.
Well, I can keep a secret, all right.
No.
Ain't me, it's the people I tell that can't keep it.
Yeah, well,
just give me a sort of a hint, sort of.
No, I ain't gonna do it, Cedric, and you can't go with us tonight, so you might just as well make up your mind to it.
Oh, don't go it anyway.
And what's more, Cedric, I don't want you to ever tell anybody that me and Lum ever went anywhere tonight. Don't even tell them we borrowed your hatchet, neither.
Sure would love to go fishing tonight. Be a wonderful time for it. The times is right now.
Yeah, I know, but you might as well just forget about it, Cedric.
You sure I can't go with you, Father?
No, you can't go.
Well, reckon I'll just have to go by myself then.
Huh?
Well, so long, Mr. Abner.
Well, here, now, wait a minute, Cedric. Come back here now. You can't go fishing tonight.
Well, why can't I?
Well, because, let's see, there ought to be some reason.
It's a free country, ain't it?
Well, yes, Cedric, but what
well, then I'm going.
Oh, my.
I ain't had a night off from the war plant, and I don't know how long. Doggone it, I'm going,
well,
too.
Well, listen, you can't do it now,
us
Cedric.
Us war workers needs to get away from the hum and the drum of the machines. The hustle and the bustle. The heebie and the jeebies. Got to keep ourselves fit for the job.
I know you do, Cedric.
They tell us that right over there at the plant, too. Do you want me to get nervous and run down?
Of course I don't,
Eddie.
Do
my housework?
Of course not.
Do you want me to become a bottleneck?
No, I sure don't want you to do that. You got a cooler enough build as it is.
All right, then. I got to get some relaxations. I'm going fishing. That's
now,
what...
just a minute now, Cedric. Let me talk to you about this now. See, me and Lum are going out there, but you can't go, Cedric. Just the two of us. That's all that can go because...
I'll get Whitey Everett to go with you.
Oh,
maybe
my.
Barrel Legs Crockett and some of the others.
Cedric, come back here now.
Your telephone's
talk.
Ringing.
I know it is. Cedric.
I'll see you out at Broad Street.
Cedric. Sad gum, that telephone. It always has to ring at the wrong time. Makes me so mad I can't hardly think. Hello? Got him down. Cedric? Hello? Abner Peabody doing the talking. Yes, Mom. Oh, well, Miss Pomeroy, could you give me your order later on? We're awful rushed right now. Well, I think we're all out of everything anyway, Miss Pomeroy. What you want?
Granny's Abner, it looks like...
Yes, Mom.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, no, we ain't out of everything, but whatever it is you want, well, that's what we're out of.
For goodness sake, what kind of talk is this?
Well, even if we had it, Miss Palmer, it'd be such a poor grade you wouldn't want it.
Abner, give me that phone.
Well, it's just too hard to keep stocked up on stuff these days. Hello? Hello? Huh, she did. She hung up.
Well, I ain't surprised the way you're talking to her.
Huh?
You're going to run all our customers away telling them such stuff as
that. Well, I had to do it, Mom. I had to get shut of her in a hurry.
Well, you could have got shut of her way on the quicker by just taking her order than all that rigmarole you went through there.
Yeah, but this is the emergency. We got to catch Cedric Weehunt, Mom.
Hey, Cedric, is he loose?
Didn't you see him leaving the store just now?
Yeah, I seen him. In fact, he asked me to go fishing with him tonight. But I just don't feel in no mood for nothing like that.
Well, you ain't the only one he's asked, neither. He's trying to get half the town to go fishing with him.
Half the town?
Yeah, he's been talking about getting Whitey Ebert and Barrel Edge Crockett and I don't know who all
he's
going
to have a big fish fry or something?
Well, he's trying to get one up, well, evident.
What are you getting so excited and riled up about that for?
Well, they're going out to Bar Creek. That's the reason.
Well, let them go. I don't care.
Lon, can't you understand nothing? They'll see us out there tonight building that dam across the creek if they go out there.
Oh, that. Well, you don't need to worry about that no more.
Well, I don't want to get caught doing something illegal like that.
Well, you won't.
We're bound to, Lon. Even if they don't see us, why, they're going to start fishing in something. When the creek all of a sudden stops running, they're going to know something's
just
happened.
Just hold your horses a minute, Edmund, and let me tell you something. We ain't going to dam up that creek.
Huh?
See, last night I got to looking through my law books once more to see if I could find some legal way of changing that creek, and I couldn't.
Well, I could have told you that and saved you all that reading.
But I did find something else out, though.
Huh?
I found out that even if we did change the creek, it wouldn't change the boundary of the Dillard place or Grandpap's old place, neither one.
It wouldn't?
No.
Well, I thought you said it would. You said the boundary always followed the creek wherever it was at.
Only if the change is, what was that word the law book used now?
I don't know. I never seen it.
Imperceptible or something like that.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, it means if the change in the creek is just a little and gradual that you can't see it.
Well, nobody's going to see us change it, Lon. That is, if we can catch Cedric, they won't keep them out of it.
You don't understand, Abner. See, if the change is a big one... wait a minute. Let me read it to you. I've got that section marked here in the book.
No, it just sort of ruined all our plans for getting Grandpappy Spear's spring back for him, don't it?
Yeah, I'm feared so.
How do you do?
I lost my place here. Here it is.
Oh.
If, however, the changes in shorelines are not gradual and imperceptible, but are sudden and plainly discernible, the boundary lines corresponding to the old shore remain unaltered.
Huh.
So, just looks like we're whipped. Mr. Webster's got the spring, and there ain't nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, the boundary follows the old shoreline, huh?
Yeah, that's the law.
Stays right with us.
I set up my now the whole night trying to figure a way around it, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, old shoreline. Now, doggies, wait a minute, Law. The old shoreline, that would be the old creek bed, wouldn't it? Well, it must be. Of course, where the creek runs now ain't where it used to be. See, somebody dammed the creek up once before and changed it. That's how come the spring got on Grandpappy Spear's old property in the first place.
Now, Granny, that's right, ain't it?
So, according to the law there, why, the spring belongs on the Dillard place right now and always did.
Why, sure. That's exactly right, Abner.
So, Grandpap owns it after all, and Mr. Webster never bought it, even if he did think he did.
Granny, I don't know why we didn't think of that.
Well, I did think of it just now. That dog is, I'm smart, you know.
That's one, too, goodness. This is the happiest day of my life. Let me get to that.
Sometimes I'm just the smartest scare of me. Who you calling up, Mom?
Oh, I'm going to call up our good friend, Mr. Laughing Boy Webster, and give him the good news.
Huh?
We'll see how much laughing he'll do there.
He'll drop himself to pieces over there.
Hello, Sister Sampson. Would you call Mr. Webster to the phone, please, Mom? He's busy getting ready to go where?
Oh.
With who? Oh, well, if he's going fishing with Cedric, I wish you'd tell him he better get permission from Grandpappy Spears first, because he'll be fishing over on Grandpap Land.